Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Carries.
Next item, request an authorization to move $8,315,965 from the County Road Fund unclassified revenue to County Road Fund provisions for capital project expense. These monies are from the windmill repair, working with 8 Point Winds.
Yeah, because it's just.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
It's just money shuffled from the federal government. It comes from the windmills, right?
No. So this is the road use agreements that you all do.
I know what you're talking about. It's a road use agreement. The windmills destroyed the roads, but the money actually comes from the federal government to put up windmills.
No. So this is under your road use agreements when they.
I understand that this is a road use agreement that they got to pay for the damage they did to the road. But I'm saying all this nonsense comes from the federal government for windmills.
Subsidies. The companies are subsidized by this, but this company has a tremendous amount of assets. So
it's from the company. I understand. But the real money came from Uncle Sam promoting green.
From the state
green.
Too, I believe. Our pockets.
Well, I'm glad we're getting it to fix the roads. Yes, it's a good thing.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
Yes.
Okay. And any other questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, next item, requesting authorization to move that money, $8,315,965 from County Road Fund provisions for capital projects expense to newly created capital project titled 8 Point Wind Road Repair.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Any questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay? Carries.
Next item, request an authorization to move the following funds from improvement unassigned to the following projects. County Route 2, Cranberry Lake Road for $900. And did I skip one?
We don't have that.
I'm sorry. This is an addition. This was added on.
An addition. Yes, there was a corrected or amended agenda that was sent out this morning. And
I didn't update or I didn't.
No,
I don't see it.
Mm-mm. It came from Eric's office.
Oh. I
wonder if it's not on our iPad.
Thank you. Thunder Highway?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So County Route 2, Cranberry Lake Road, $920,000. County Route 88, Pleasant Valley Road for $50,000. County Route 113, Mount Washington, Argus Hill Road for $60,000. These funds came from, we had a little bit of a buffer, not knowing where things were going to go. So this came out of 2024 CHIPS money that we had left after the majority of our projects have been put out to bid and or done for this year. So that's what this money's from.
So this is coming from your total CHIPS funding from 2024?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Hearing.
Next item. Thank you. Next item, requesting to create a highway shop paving capital project in the unrestricted fund balance.
We don't have that either.
Is that all part of this whole?
No,
yeah, it is. That. It's all tied. Not sure what happened with this. Where it got sent or didn't.
So you're gonna have to take it verbally if you're comfortable with that. If not, I mean, we could have a special meeting, but he explained it. It's creation of capital project.
And questions?
Capital project for what was that name?
This is for paving.
Highway shop paving capital project.
Yes. Primarily for which?
The Curtis shop specifically, which will be the next item. Just because of the drains and DIs, we're going to have it contracted out to pave.
What's the dollar amount, Eric?
$100,000. Yeah, it was an appeal form. It was left over from last year.
I'll move it.
I'll second it. See, we got the money. It needs to be done.
Well, as Eric explained it to me, by having it contracted out, there's a guarantee or warranty that goes with it. Or if our guys did it, there's no warranty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wonky out there. Yep, that's the big piece of it. But it's wonky out there with the elevations and our paver that we purchased and the existing one we had. It's pretty much a straight run, bigger paver application. We added, after the contract was there, Highway added some DIs or drains that weren't there because of the elevations are so tight with the roadway. And it took care of the issue that we were concerned with and that we saw as things developed. However, it makes it tough to pave because of these wonky elevations. It's not like running down a straight road. So
we don't want the water running in the shop. That's for sure.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, go ahead, Brenda.
I'm just saying we can do this as one motion because you're transferring the money and you want it into a new capital project for the shops. We don't need two motions.
Okay.
So who made the motion? Is that okay with you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm good with it. I second it.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Sorry about that. Next item, landfill. Requesting authorization to transfer the leachate plant chemicals contract from PVS CDI Chemicals, Inc. to PVS Knollwood Chemicals, Inc. They had a company name change, so nothing's changed as far as the contract, just a name. So I need your folks' approval.
Yeah, it's not a transfer. It's actually an assignment under the contract language.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Bids. Quite a few of them, Fred. Did you want me to read through them all? Or?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions before we get there. On County Route 117, I wasn't aware, didn't look at it closely enough. We paved the West Union, the Rexville West Union end of that last year up to the top of the hill. And now we're repaving another section of it towards the Shrewsburg end. But we're leaving a gap at the between where we left off last year and when we're starting this year, and also a gap down on the Troopsburg end from State Route 36. I didn't realize, I thought the whole thing was going to be resurfaced this year.
State Route 36 to where we stop, to Dempsey Road?
Yeah.
State Route 36 to Dempsey Road, where we're ending, is a future project. It's just, we're trying to spread the wealth across. You know, we got 681 miles of road, so
yeah,
we're taking the worst sections and going after them. County Route 2 is going to be the same way. We just bid it. Next year, we'll do the second half of it. As we go further in your five-year plans, like County Route 5, we'll start at the Lindley end and start working our way back. It's a three-year project to get the whole thing completed. It's just, it's all to do with funding. Okay. Things are just getting out of control on the vendor end of things, too. To do a long stretch like that.
I didn't see those two sections included in the five-year plan.
Yeah, that's stuff that we're going to have to try to work in. County Route 2 has been moved up of $1 million. So like 117 is now on the radar. 84 is going to have to be taken care of too very soon. So it's a moving target, like we said, as we continue on as things deteriorate. So things might jump up ahead and things might fall back as years progress.
Okay, and we need to, as legislators, keep in mind that five-year plan is a fluid plan. It's not etched in stone, so to speak. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bids. subsurface exploration and geotechnical engineering services. We recommend awarding the bid to Whitestone Associated in the amount of $26,400. They weren't the lowest bidder, but the other bidder in talking with Andy was non-responsive. Did you want me to go through these all, Fred? Right? Sure. Or do you want to?
Yeah, we should review them. Can we do them all together for an approval?
Well, if you're going to declare a bidder non-responsive, then you should do a separate that motion. Separate.
Okay.
Okay, so the 5A we should do separately because there was a non-responsive bidder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless someone else has an objection or question.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
The motion is for what?
To accept the bid from the bidder and eliminate the non-responsive bidder.
For 5A?
5A.
Okay.
And declare the other guy
non-responsive bidder. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any questions or discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next one, Solid Waste and Environmental Engineering Services. We had it on there. We were hoping to be able to get this vetted. So this one we're going to punt till next month. It's for our engineer services up at the landfill, Leach 8. We didn't get a chance to go through all this stuff. So that one is just giving you guys an update. We were hoping to get through it, and we didn't before today's meeting. So next one, remanufactured pump for Cat 9630D track loader. We're recommending award to ConEquip as the lowest bidder in the amount of $17,583.64. Seabright Products model 9884 Titan Series or equal for the transfer station compactor. We're recommending awarding the compactor to Reaction Distributing option one for the amount of $327,146. These are the right now we're hauling out of a truck in the arm down in Irwin Transfer Station. This will standardize what we've done with the other places, making a compaction system in versus the arm that packs it down into the truck. It should make things a little more seamless at Irwin with it being one of our busier stations. And it's going to be a good safety improvement as well.
But the problem is you can't pick ramps out of the pit. They get dumped accidentally out of dump trailers.
This is true. This is true. And other things as well.
Not that it happened to me personally, but my friend, it did.
Yeah. They do carry hooks and stuff. They can reach down in there. We've had to do that in Horn Island, the other location. But yeah. So yes, that is true. Where am I here now? Okay. Asphalt concrete specified in place project. We recommend awarding to Dolomite Products company in the lowest bidder amount of $4,270,998.75. These projects that we put out are all, most of them, 99% of them are your windmill project roads. So we'll have those done this year with our original contract stuff. So that's what this is for. Cold in place recycling projects. We recommend awarding to Sioux Coke Corp the amount of $599,022.60 for County Route 28 in the town of Hartsville, Canisteo. Microsurfacing bitumen overlay project.
If I could, Eric, maybe no one cares, but Jen noted, if you look at that, these bidders tied.
Yeah, that's amazing.
At that amount. Mm-hmm. So, and under state law case law, yeah, it was an actual coin toss to determine.
We didn't have a process in place, so Andy had to flip a coin to the penny that he recalculated it three times.
And Sioux Coat won the coin toss.
Yes, they did. Next item, microservicing bitumen overlay project. Recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Sioux Coat Corp, in the amount of $314,880. Industrial electrical services. We recommend extending the industrial electrical services to Matco Electric Corp. Per their line item rates, nothing's changed. They're going to do it one more year for us, and then it sounds like we're going to get some change. They've worked out well with us. They're also the same group that ironically did a lot of our, they were prime on a lot of our new shop buildings and stuff. So they're very familiar with all of our buildings, which is nice. They seem to be very responsive with us as well.
Now make a motion to accept the bids as recommended.
Okay. This is in addition to the 5A that we already approved. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion in second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carries.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wanted to thank Eric, your team, for the small tour that we did up at Waga. I didn't understand most of what the man was saying, but it was very impressive, and it was nice that he would allow us to do another one.
Great. Pass it on.
Carol.
I wanted to commend you on the County Route 333. What an improvement, just the initial paving. So it was great. I think Jeff would agree.
Yeah, we're supposed to be done tomorrow, scheduled. Todd and the crew paid special attention to the drainage issues out there. We gave it some serious attention. And then there were some, again, elevation issues from previous with the folks that had the road before us. So we were able to get that stuff fixed, and it should be a good project.
Seems to be going pretty smooth. Flaggers are doing a good job. There's a lot of moving parts on that road with the highway and the stores and driveways. So.
Todd got caught taking letters door to door. Out stayed at the American Legion a little too long, I think. Carol called me.
I would also congratulate your people, Eric, on the day at Hornell for the their transfer station day at Hornell. I was there for a couple hours. That is unreal how busy those environmental days are.
Oh, yeah.
They told me that Irwin's twice as busy, but I mean, Hornell, there was a line of people the whole entire time I was there. It was unreal.
I was leaving as you were crawling out of the back of the van. Sword out grinder or paper shredder.
There was no way I was letting that sword out truck leave there jammed up. I'm like, I will figure out how to unjam this thing myself. So I was up in that truck.
Legislator loses head to paper recycling.
Anything else?
Smith Hill Road Bridge project is on schedule.
Yeah, it's on schedule. It's going very well. I don't want to say we're ahead of schedule, but it is going very well.
Good.
Yep.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Somebody expired.